talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that
Radio 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM. And in Waukesha on the Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits, and all points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history, going right now to the front lines of history in the making. And I want to start off, as I always do, with Ukraine. And I'm going to give you a very, very simple message. The Ruskies pulled away from Kiev. They've gone into the east in Donbass. We're going to talk a lot about that this show. They're about to launch a brutal invasion of Ukraine from the east and the northeast. Give Zelensky the weapons that he has asked for. This is a message to Joe Biden. I know that the Republican leadership under Trump are treasonous. I know that they support Putin. Quit turning around to see if you're being stabbed in the back by the Republicans. The answer is you are being stabbed in the back. I understand it. It goes with the territory. Get Zelensky the planes. Get him the anti-aircraft missiles. Get him the shorter ship missiles. Get him the tanks. Get him everything. Blinken the other day said that we are going to get Ukraine the weapons we think they need, not the ones they think they need. That's baloney. They're the ones being subjected to genocide. Give them the weapons they want. Give them the weapons they want. Do not be afraid of being stabbed in the back by the treacherous Republicans. You will be. The Trump axis, the Trump-Putin axis, is destroying the Republican Party and will destroy this country if it gets into power. The Democrats have got to stay in power, and they've got to give Zelensky what he needs. What he needs. It doesn't do any good to say this is going to come to a stalemate and then to the negotiating table. Putin is Hitler. Putin is ISIS. You cannot, Putin is Stalin. You cannot negotiate with Stalin, ISIS, or Hitler. They only understand force. That's all they understand. And if Biden and the Democrats are afraid that somehow if Putin loses, he'll resort to something worse, it's quite to the contrary. If he wins, he'll resort to something worse. He'll continue to press. Get him the planes, Zelensky. Get Zelensky the planes. Get him the tanks. Get him the anti-aircraft systems. Get him the shorter ship missiles. Do it now and stop this genocide. We're going to go to another topic now in New York. A shameful episode. Shameful episode. A guy named Alvin Bragg, B-R-A-G-G, was elected in the election the end of last year as district attorney. A guy named Cyrus Vance was in there before, a very experienced guy, but he did not have woke credentials. He did not have multicultural credentials, and he had no chance of getting elected. So eight people ran, a couple of them a lot better than Alvin Bragg. Alvin Bragg won. Just before Cy Vance left office in December, he directed his senior prosecutors, Mark Pomerantz and Carrie Dunn, to present evidence to the grand jury for an indictment against Donald Trump for financial fraud, because Donald Trump and his properties lied to banks and the government. And you can't do that with federally insured banks. He told the banks that his properties were worth a sky-high amount. Let's say, for the sake of argument, $100 million property. He said it was worth $200 million to get favorable loans, and he'd tell the government it was worth $25 million to pay lower taxes. That is a classic felony. Pomerantz and Carrie Dunn were recruited by Cy Vance. They're the best financial prosecutors in New York, which is saying something. And they had spent a long time preparing this case. Alvin Bragg comes into office, and 2 months into his term, he calls him into his office, and he says, I think Trump is there's not enough to get him. He's innocent. If for this to happen by prosecutors. He said that there's plenty of evidence that Trump is guilty of numerous felony violations, and that, quote, it would be a grave failure of justice not to hold him accountable, end quote. Trump's lawyer praised Bragg, said Bragg said Trump's innocent. Trump has Bragg has taken a lot of heat. A lot of people think he took a dive. A lot of people want an investigation, including me, by a federal grand jury. Bragg is a state prosecutor. Subpoena his bank accounts, subpoena activity in his bank accounts, subpoena people who talk to him. Bragg just came out the other day and said, no, this is a mistake. I haven't shelved it. I haven't shelved it, S-H-E-L-V-E-D. He didn't bring Pomerantz and Kerry Dunn back. He won't answer any questions about whether he's issued new subpoenas or doing anything. This clown thinks that he can just say, I didn't shelve it, and then do nothing, and this will go away. He was elected as a, quote, progressive prosecutor, and there are progressive prosecutors in Los Angeles, San Francisco, Philadelphia, and now New York, who are a disaster, and several of them are subject to recall petitions in very, very liberal communities. Bragg said that he wouldn't seek jail time and wouldn't even prosecute a lot of crimes. Now, that sounds good on paper. You can say, okay, marijuana possession, that kind of thing. But here we're talking about home invasions. And finally, he said he would prosecute all home invasions.
Matt has been having a couple internet issues this morning. So until, oh, I think I have him back. Are you there, Matt?
Okay, yeah, I'm back, guys. I'm back. Thank you, Sam. Yeah, we are having internet issues. I'm going to keep going. And just so everybody knows, if we get cut off, I will come back and do it on the phone. In any event, with Alvin Bragg, he's not competent to be DA. There's not enough time to do a recall petition. He's
Yep, we lost you, Matt, but we can join you on the phone whenever you get a chance to call in there. But today looks like a nice warm day today with some spring weather finally hitting us here in Waukesha as well as in Madison with a high of 57. I am so excited. The sun has felt so good, especially yesterday. It has just been a really well-deserved treat for us. Hopefully we're over that hump that is the trickery of Wisconsin spring, you know how it is. We just had snow the other day, so hopefully, you know, the saying is April showers bring May flowers. I don't really know what April snow brings, but hopefully something even better. Yeah, Matt is going to call in anytime now, but until then, we'll talk about some things that happened here over the weekend. I know that, oh, here is Matt on the phone for us. One second. Oh. Can you hear us, Matt?
Everybody hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Okay, okay. I'm going to mute the other mic.
Mm-hmm, perfect.
And is that sounding okay right now?
Nope, I have an echo on you.
You have an echo on there. Okay, let's see. Unmute. Okay,
we'll
can you hear me right now over
the air? We'll just head to a break really quick and figure this all out here in the morning. But stay with us, and we'll be right back.
Shuffle of angels. He called my name and my heart stood still. When he said, John, go do my will. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. You can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Well, you may throw your rock, hide your hand, working in the dark against your fellow man. But as sure as God made black and white, what's done in the dark will be brought to the light. You can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.